It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Joining us this morning is Mary Stone McConnell. She's a program research associate, and she's part of a program called Preserving the Power of Plants at the University of Wisconsin. And she joins us this morning to clue us in. There are some common, native, edible plants in our area, and maybe you knew nothing about it. That's what we have the experts for. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us.
It's wonderful to be here. Yes, there are a plethora of edible plants out there that we're trying to remember that we used to eat and add to our diet.
Do you remember, I don't know if you're old enough, Mary, are you old enough to remember the old cereal commercials with Ewell Gibbons, and he'd say, "Ever eat a pine tree? Some parts are edible."
Yes, I am. And I do remember that, and the needles make a wonderful tea, and they are edible. So are cedar trees, the leaves of the cedar, the flat cedar, makes a wonderful tea, and also is really great for adding to your meat when you're roasting it.
Ooh, now that sounds good. All right, well, let's start with what some of the common plants, a few of the common plants that we might be able to find out about that are edible, and then we'll touch on the very important part of making sure that you're eating the right thing that you think you're eating and you are not, have not mistaken it for something else.
As I said, the white cedar makes tea and good roasting. Wild ramps or leeks are in this area, although in some areas the population is declining, so you want to make sure you're only harvesting sustainably. Also, what they call a fiddlehead fern or an ostrich fern is common in this area. Wild blueberries, wild strawberries, just to name a few of them. Wild ginger grows in this area. So we're working with the project with a lot of the endangered species. So we have elderberries, juneberries, serviceberries, all grow in this area and are edible and have wonderful health effects. That's just a few of them.
So how, when you go out and you see something that looks like a berry, or
yes,
in particular, if you're looking, for example, for wild leeks, which is a plant that you may not be familiar with, or you're looking at pine needles, or you're looking at some kind of tree needles, and you want to make sure you've got the right thing, what's the best way to make sure that you've actually identified this correctly?
There are several books on the different wild native edibles and wild foraging. A lot of websites, with ferns in particular, you really need to know what you're picking because not all ferns are edible. And there are ways to tell by the shape of the stalk, the leaf, and what time of year. Wild leeks are only available in the early spring, as well as fiddleheads, and they're available about the same time. They grow in the same area, and they're only there for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they're gone. You really should talk to someone, look it up, research it, make sure you know what you're eating.
Yeah, because, well, Larry Weber, a regular guest on our show, obviously, and a man who is a naturalist, and he's a big fan of mushrooms and fungus in particular, and always, of course, emphasizes that you go with somebody, or exactly what you said, you look it up, because that's not a mistake you want to make.
No, it isn't, and especially with the fungi. I get asked questions all the time because I work with native edibles about mushrooms, and I know nothing about them, and I tell them, go take a course. A lot of times there are courses offered through Extension in the summer months about native edibles or the mushrooms, or do find someone who you know knows these things, and go with them, because some of the spots are hard to find, too, where these plants are.
Now,
so,
Mary, if you're interested in growing some of these things, like if you wanted to grow wild leeks, and is it possible to get in touch with a native plant nursery or something and actually plant some of these things in your own yard so you know exactly what it is and where it is?
Yes. There are several native plant nurseries, one of which is over just outside of Duluth, Boreal Natives. There are several down through southern Wisconsin, and one over in Poplar. Look it up online. A lot of times they will provide either seed or plants. And the thing to do is to learn what habitat they grow in, because not all of your native wild edibles will transplant to a cultivated setting. And so you want to do a naturalized setting as close to their own natural environment as possible. But there are definitely sources out there that can provide you with plants or seeds that have all been sustainably harvested to produce these.
Fantastic. Mary, this is fascinating. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Mary Stone McConnell is a program research associate. She's working with a project at the University of Wisconsin called Preserving the Power of Plants. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.